Amelia is another episode of Freshman Adult.
I'm not gonna wait on anybody, you know. If I don't hear anything, somebody doesn't call, I'm not gonna harass anybody on the phone.
No, I just don't want to make anything if you're going out.
Well, you can make something. You know, it's not that big of a deal. They would have called by now, believe me. If I was going somewhere, if we were doing something for my belated birthday.
Nice.
Well, I don't really care that much, to be honest with you. So what happened?
Well, Kelly called from the YMCA.
Uh-huh.
And she says, oh, I'm just returning your call. I said, okay.
Uh-huh.
And she says, well, she said,
yeah,
you got your papers back. I said, uh-huh. I know. I was waiting for Dana to call me back.
Right.
And she said, well, she said, the problem is you filled out some unauthorized information.
Okay.
I said, well, what information am I missing?
Right.
She said, you filled out your income.
Right.
Okay.
Sure. Okay, what else?
She said, the rest of it is that you, how do you pay your rent?
With money.
I said, with money.
That's a goddamn stupid question.
And she said, well, are you married? I said, what does this have to do with me joining the YMCA?
Right, aren't you a fucking gym?
I said, you're a gym.
Right.
I said, so what does this have to do with me joining it?
It's just a gym.
I said, if I
were
joining it, it'd be for me.
And you'd still be married.
And I said, I'd still be married.
So what's the issue? Explain
the issue.
She
says, well, since I'm married, they wanted both incomes.
No, fuck you.
I am not joining your gym then.
Yeah, fuck you.
Well, she said, well, it says on this letter, I said, I was told by Danielle
goddamn
that
what
I can fill out anything I wanted to fill out.
You know what? No, if it's going to do this,
I said, I made
bullshit.
My decision. I don't want to join your damn gym. I said, if you're going to be in Wayne
and
be the snobbiest town in the world,
fine.
I said, I dealt with snobbiness in Sussex County and ain't dealing it with your county. Have a good day. And I hung up.
Well, you know,
they wanted income letters.
Why?
They wanted
Social Security
stuff.
Launch codes for the president. You know.
All for a gym?
This is a really elite gym.
Okay.
I've never heard of a gym like that.
Well, I'm on Easter Seals Pay. I said, well, you could talk to them, but I don't have enough money in my budget. But some people do.
You know what? Let's forget about all that nonsense. You don't want a gym like that. I mean,
yeah.
I've never heard of a gym where you have to fill out all these consent forms and put in your income and your last four digits
and
of your social
security.
And how
are you supposed to get assistance anyway,
right,
if you're a gym like that?
You know. Tell you what you do. You move on.
I said, I'm moving on.
Tell you, that's exactly what the fuck you do.
That's ridiculous.
Well, you pay full price and you... You know, you lay on your back and grunt, like you're supposed to do. Really. But honestly, it's not worth it. It's...
I could, I could show this to my boss. I said,
No, you're not going to show it.
I already made my decision. Throw it out.
Yeah.
Throw it out in the damn car.
I'll show
if you
something
want.
To your boss. Uh-huh.
I said, I could talk to him in 5 minutes if you want.
Yeah.
Tell him where to go.
He'll say the same goddamn thing.
What?
It's not...
Why do they need all that personal shit?
You don't qualify for our membership.
Fuck you.
I've never heard of such a thing. Well, you know what you do? You take your business elsewhere. Yeah. Yep.
her mouth.
Well, that's that. It's not worth it. It's certainly not. It's not worth all the aggravation. No, I can. It's rough out there. Whatever, hun. What the fuck ever. I just, you know, don't let it upset you. It's really not that big of a deal.
And then Margie just sits there with a look on her face like, ha ha.
Well, I don't think she... First of all, you can't see the look on her face.
Well, she didn't say nothing.
Well, what can you...
She's happy as a pig and shit.
No, I don't think she's happy. I think she's probably amazed because she's never heard of a gym where you have to jump through all these hoops. I never have. Don't worry about it. You're better off. You're better off. I mean, look, you told me how much it costs. I can pay for the full amount for you if you really wanted to go. I can afford that. What? How much?
I don't need to go because...
How much did you say it was? How much did you say it was?
$672.
I could pay that as long as it doesn't...
No, I got my surgery to deal with and I got other stuff.
Yeah. So it's not that important.
No.
It's not that important.
And then the woman Kelly's like, well, that's your decision. It's up to you.
You're goddamn right it's my decision.
It's my fucking decision. I hung up. Not even an, I'm sorry.
Why are they, well, they're not sorry. Why would they be sorry? Why would they be sorry?
So what do you want to eat? Because I'm not that hungry, but I know you are.
All right. I guess we could have some hot dogs, or I can have them. I get you're not going to eat, really, are you?
Yeah, I have to eat. I have pills.
Oh, yeah, okay. Would you eat a hot dog?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not that important. It really isn't.
It said, no, Karen didn't say that on the letter. It didn't say anything on the letter.
I really
they
don't.
Changed the rules.
I don't think they, well, no, they didn't change the rules, And I think the rules have always been that way. They don't change the rules because they say to themselves, we don't like this person on the phone. They don't do that. That's stupid. No, that's always been the way it is. That's why you head for the hills if you're not going to pay the full price. They offer you some sort of assistance program. Well, those assistance programs are bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
They're bullshit.
That's why a lot of people...
You gotta be retarded drilling on yourself with, you know, constant, you know, diarrhea rain coming out of you in a wheelchair. You gotta be the worst of the worst in this society to get anywhere in life.
A lot of those people left.
Yep. Yeah, well, who cares? You know what? You're better off, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You're better off. Are you alright?
Huh?
You okay?
Yes. Honey, it's just hot dogs.
Are they out?
Yeah, I was trying to separate them from the back.
Well, here, let me close the freezer. You got the freezer wide open, huh? Marty's not coming over with a surprise tonight, like she did last night. So what did she say about the whole thing?
She just said, like she didn't care. She doesn't care.
Well, she doesn't.
Because she got everything that she wants.
Look, if you really want it that bad, I can write a check. You know what I mean? Just for the year, maybe.
I'm fine.
You sure?
Yeah.
I think we just to show Marty was boss. She's so smug.
I'd rather have him write a check for something here.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Save the
money. And it is, like my mom said, it is a waste of time.
For a gym, that
and,
is a lot of money.
And
for a gym, it's a lot of money.
It's
for, you know, I mean, it's not like you're using the spa.
Yes.
And I think, you know what, that would be nice one day if you and I went to, like, a spa or something. You know, just on our time. But that's only a one-time payment, and that's not for the year.
Yep.
You could go to Spa 23 or something like that. Never been to one of those places. I wonder where that is. Besides Route 23, I know that.
Yes.
What?
I'm just having one hot dog.
Okay.
Because I had a lot.
Yeah. You filled up? No, no, no. It's not worth getting upset over.
No, but the way she acted, you could tell.
I mean, I would laugh. I would laugh about that.
I called the bridges. Like, Wayne is such a snobby town.
It is.
And she just was like...
Well, she was born in it. That's why she's like that. And all the people from the... You can tell where a person is from by the way they behave. I've always said that.
Sussex County.
Yep.
Or like Newman.
Or out here Haskell. They're all retarded over there.
Yeah.
It's like somebody dropped them on their heads. I'm from Haskell.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's funny? They have all these stories like, I got hit in the head with a hammer. Yeah, it shows... I knew a guy from Haskell who said that once. I got hit in the head with a hammer, didn't even cry.
Jesus Christ.
Like, really? Are you serious? I was homeschooled. What is wrong with you?
I found out, Marty said she was going to take me to CVS to get my colossal paint from OC. But I could also get it. I am on a generic plan. Dr. Jane has to call to see if it can get through Express Scripts.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to talk to him about it at that
time. Uh-huh, yeah.
Because I can't keep going back and forth for that.
Well, it's a narcotic and they can't.
They said they will do it. I'm on a generic brand.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Because usually they can't put narcotics through the mail.
But if since I'm on a generic brand, they can.
Uh-huh. So... Generic crystal meth is better for you than the regular stuff, I guess. I guess that's the message.
So they already had their dinner.
Are they going to take their nap now?
Probably not.
No, because they sleep all day. Sleep all day. I got it.
And Jessica had said to Marjorie, just need to wash that.
You want anything with the hot dog or?
I'm gonna make tater tots.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine.
One second.
No, I was just asking what you want. What you want to do. I don't know. Some people drive me up the wall.
Stop.
I love that voice. I think the thing I love the most about it is it's actually a real voice. It's not made up at all. The fact that I know somebody who talks like that is just hilarious to me. What happened?
Hot dog's done.
Whoa.
It's done.
Yeah. Yep. You bet. You're a will. What the hell is that?
That's my other statement.
Nothing
I'm allowed
at it. What is that? Oh! Wait, what'd you say that was?
That was a new say
what? Oh my god.
I should start using that
one. Oh, god. I don't know if I like that one very much.
I do!
Wait!
Wait the day.
Oh my god.
But it works!
It does. I... It's a duck. So I paid the electric bill today. The first time this stupid system hung up on me. Right when I was about to confirm my payment. I said, shit. But I got it the second time around. So that was fine. That was just fine.
Ooh.
No, that would work.
Buddy, fucking Teddy
Ruxpin. It's selling Teddy Ruxpin. Hi. Want me to traumatize you for the rest of your life? That thing was horrible. I don't care what anybody says. I had nightmares about that for a while. But then I grew up and I grew to appreciate it.
Lynn called me on the way home.
Oh, honey. Oh, that voice, I'm sorry. I like Lynn, but that voice makes me cringe.
Doesn't that scare you?
Hi, honey. I'm a little slow. It's creepy.
Tell John about that.
It's just the creepiest voice I've ever heard in my life. She's got the typical Jewish voice. I went to the bagel store.
She's from New York originally, you know.
I know, but she has slow speech. That's what creeps me out, I think.
What do you want with the dogs?
TikToks, I thought you were going to do. You just have to, I think it's that slow, halting speech. Hi, honey.
My brother does it so
she sounds like a witch. Hi, honey. The last of the pasta, the big Junos. It's bad.
Oh, God. I need your clip
for the tomato. Okay, do what you gotta do. Did she used to smoke?
Huh?
Did she used to smoke?
No.
Well, she's got the smoker's voice. Did you enjoy your birthday, honey? I said yes. Yes, ma'am, don't touch me.
What?
She's got that voice. That voice that locates me from her. Sweetheart. Can you imagine? Because she was a teacher. Imagine her in the classroom. All right.
41 years.
All right.
My mom said she always had help with her schoolwork.
Can you imagine her in her classroom, though? All right. Yes.
Working on today. Oh, God. And her husband taught, too.
Wait, your mother always had to do her paperwork?
Well, she only sometimes
used to help her.
Her stuff. Yeah.
Oh, because she, why? Did she get confused?
Yeah.
That's sad. Well, your mom did say she was slow.
He's a Stop and Shop brand
tank. What a bargain, honey. What a bargain. Ding dong.
Poor Andrew. He didn't deal growing up with that.
Oh my god. Did you finish your homework? Why? That confused voice.
I know.
Andrew probably got away with a lot of stuff. Wow.
She bought him everything like Tommy. Like.
Huh?
Tommy, like the designer.
Oh, God. She spoiled the hell out of him.
You want your soda?
Yeah. She spoiled the rotten.
I guess.
Soda water.
Oh, same water.
That's my grandmother says.
Margie's going to work on Sunday.
Oh. So, why are you and Margie in this competition thing? It's weird.
We're not in a competition thing.
Maybe she thinks you are. Maybe because she's always like, haha, I got this. What's that about?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Ah. No, it's not worth it. Silly.
Okay, and then once I was inside, she jumped me. Look, I wiped my hands of her months ago. That doesn't mean to, okay? Hey,
Coca.
Coca.
I have to go upstairs. It's like a Halloween voice.
When you were a kid, did you ever have like a tape of Halloween sounds?
I don't know.
It was like,
I had to ask my mom.
It had different sounds on it, like Happy Halloween. Like it had laughs. You know what I'm talking about, right? Like those party.
Yeah.
The party mixes things.
Maybe we
did. Probably had to.
I had a CD of like Halloween songs.
Songs?
Yeah.
Oh, like kid songs?
Yeah.
For Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm talking about like background sounds. You know, like you go to somebody's house. You ever been trick-or-treating to hear like...
Yeah.
Be Halloween. Oh,
oh, oh. Oh, yeah, like a witch.
Right, different sounds. Yeah, we used to have a bunch of them.
I have to put these in again.
Okay. We're just gonna use that line of work.
I left the plate there, so I'll just leave that here.
I don't know why I thought of it, so it's all weird, but.
We used to. We used to have this kind of thing.
These have a little taste in them. They're a little cold, some of them.
That's okay. Whatever. Mm-hmm. What did you have at your mom's retirement party?
Oh, I had the cheese wonton.
God, you really filled up.
I had cheese wontons and I had some kind of meat one.
Mm-hmm.
And I had,
looks like fried pork, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I had
I had what else did I have? A stuffed mushroom.
Mm-hmm.
Just one.
Oh my god.
Then we had my mom got a sushi.
Yeah.
But she, her and I like California food.
Yeah.
So we split a small piece. We got it.
About it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And for dessert, I just had banana pudding and they had a cookie.
Just.
They had a cookie like an elephant ear.
That's huge.
I split it with my mom.
Oh my god.
I split most of the stuff.
Yeah.
When you used to eat the hot and hot food.
That's fine.
Are you?
Nope. Good?
Is that not cold?
No.
They have like an onion taste.
Yeah, that was the, I can tell you how to make these in the, that was the, toaster oven. They actually come out pretty good.
Yeah, but if I get the form, where am I going to put it? No one need it for the chicken.
I don't know. I'm not sure. You may not have a choice. Too bad. I don't know. Maybe they're, I don't know.
Someone uses it.
Yeah.
Let's see how far it is tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Lynn's going down the shore line.
Who?
Lynn, for the day.
Oh.
Liz?
I'm going down the shore, honey.
Well, Liz lives down the shore.
She leave us down there?
Yeah.
Where? What area?
It used to be Aberdeen, but now it's somewhere else.
Egg Harbor?
I don't remember.
Further down. Oh, she's there. So she's
near
actually,
Sandy Hook, I think.
Oh, that's not that far down.
From here or no?
No. No, it's not. My dad and I used to go there sometimes.
But there's a new area they built. A new pier. So she's going with her neighbor Ann for the day. But I said, oh my god, they're going to be so exhausted. But they're going to leave like at 2, 3 in the afternoon before the traffic hits.
Right. Yeah.
So early ride.
Oh god.
Soon gets up at 6.
I'll never understand people like that getting up that.
And start to walk.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never understand people who get up early. I'll never understand that. I wouldn't get up at the crack of dawn. Why? Why? No one else is up. What was wrong with you?
Yeah,
but I mean, that's nuts.
So I asked Jessica what they're having for dinner. They had frozen marsh. I mean,
with a handful of diet pills for dessert. I mean, really.
Do we really eat unhealthy?
No, they do.
Yeah.
They do. Frozen some dinners all the time? I mean, really, that stuff isn't very
healthy. Well, Laura had meatloaf for her mom last night.
Oh, Larry.
And then my mom always makes vegetables.
So she has started to eat regular food.
Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, this is delicious. She doesn't get homebook stuff.
Because she'd have to buy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I told you what she should do. Go to the shop, right? Get one of those chickens. And make up some mashed potatoes. And stay at it. You really filled up today.
Mm-hmm.
How come?
I was hungry. I wanted to enjoy myself.
Yeah.
I normally don't eat like that.
No. I know.
Yeah.
Normally don't eat at all.
Thank you. this again. So, I got a picture frame for my mom.
Huh. Okay.
Well, she's starting just like she did with us. She's starting her own little retirement stuff.
A scrapbook?
Like
what? Let's get rid of it.
How about pictures? What school and stuff?
Well, she had pictures from what she was working to,
with. Yeah, she kids? Had. Yeah, she took them. And...
I do think she's going to miss the kids, though.
Oh, I know she is. One of them was crying so bad.
Uh-huh.
They had to be taken out of the room.
Oh. Really?
Because my mom was crying. She couldn't handle it.
Yeah. Now you get attached. You're very attached.
To the kids, make it like I do, okay?
Okay.
11 to 12:40 to 1:20.
Okay. Whatever you say.
Yeah, remember my mom gave her a present today.
What, it was a wallet?
Yeah.
What'd she say? What was she talking about?
We gave her a birthday present. Her birthday is July.
Oh, it's a wallet.
Yeah, July 22nd.
Okay.
Because she does so much for me. For us. Send text someone Bergen. I'm glad you enjoy the wallet. Thank you for doing a lot for me and Kevin. Love you. Talk to you soon. Be safe at the shore tomorrow. Yes. because I might not see her July 22nd. And I don't have to pay my mom $20 back.
Oh, okay.
She's deducting it from her next order.
Okay.
Cool. Home.
What?
Call home.
What happened, huh? If your back were? Why are you saying if your back were?
No, she said, I just had two Danishes, now I feel like a stuffy dick.
Well, she did stuff herself pretty damn good.
But she said that's the only, in all Latvian, that restaurant is the only one she could keep the food down.
Really?
Yeah.
She's still gonna watch it.
She's watching it, Kevin.
But that doesn't bother her that much. That's really interesting. Maybe because it's always fresh.
That's what it is.
It's always fresh.
They keep switching it. I've been to a buffet where it sits there and I don't even want to get it.
This one, the food is always hot.
Right. And that's what she was saying.
It's always hot.
That's why Bruce was saying the same thing.
Yeah.
I said, Mom, if you ever go to a Stop and Shop, get their ice cream sandwiches for sugar-free, I said, because they go right down too.
It's nice and smooth.
Yeah.
But I do like that about that buffet. It's always soft food. You're always guaranteed to have soft food.
And I like it because it doesn't sit.
And I usually don't like buffets.
I usually don't either.
Because they don't always have good food either.
But this one's good because my Aunt Sue one day was saying, oh, they're changing the food. She saw them do it.
Yeah, they do it a lot. Yeah.
Lynn loves the Snow Mountain purses. That's another collection. My mom told me I should just order another pair of my Ryka shoes. Because I don't want to.
What do you think?
I'm going to order another pair.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get beige in white.
They hurt your feet?
No, they're comfortable.
Yeah.
These are good support.
Right.
I'm going to throw the other ones out.
Oh, they're not comfortable.
Right. The ones I have now were three.
Do you think they hurt your back?
No, I checked with the doctor.
Sometimes that can happen.
No. She says it's just a muscle that got pulled.
Somewhere along
the line, and I said, I take a yoga class once a week.
Right.
And that was the only reason why I was going to join that gym, is because the trainer needed exercising.
Right, but...
I'm not doing it, so she said, stick with the yoga.
It's really helping, really.
Because she said, if I join anything too strenuous, it might put more strain on it.
It might overdo it.
So...
And you don't want it broken.
The yoga once a week is fine.
That's what
I'm talking about. My aunt Nikki's like, I can't even lift my legs up anymore to do yoga. She's 69.
You probably don't want to see her lift her legs up. Your leg lifting days are over.
But my back feels better when they do that.
Yeah. No more leg pulling. Hell no.
No, I'm going to tell you, Heidi, I want to do it myself. I can't do stretches like that. I want to just do it on my own.
Yeah.
Because it hurt.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell Amy J I have to do it on my own. Because I don't want anyone
to... Actually, it's good for you to do some stretching.
Yeah, but I want to do it on my own.
Right, but that's what I mean.
I don't want anyone touching me.
Limbers you up. Limbers you right up.
I can't have this. I can't have anyone touch me.
Did it hurt?
Yes. There was exercise people, when they get into it, they grab you. Yeah. Up, down, 2 feet. No, it's crazy. He's calling now. Oh, that was the TV. Sounded like it.
Jane, I made another bonus.
Yes, she did. She went back in there. I'm ready.
Oh, I got the card.
Yeah.
This is it. No more cards from my parents.
God damn it, the cards.
This is pretty bad with sunflowers, but it's not gonna.
Right. No.
I got other ones.
It's deep. It's a deep. So let me just.
Try to dump some things out of it with your hands.
There's nothing in it.
Put in the strainer for me with soap, please. Or the pan with soap.
Yes.
And water. And for spray. This is a 99-cent card. I went to one day, somebody said, $99 of milk on the wall. I don't know who's saying that. I'm gonna put some mail out.
More soap before you use soap.
Huh?
If you need to put more soap in, you always can.
Yeah, I just put that soap.
Yeah?
Soapy, soapy.
Soapy?
You got fruit you gotta eat.
Yep, I saw that.
How about if I make orange jello on the weekend?
Well, that's okay.
Or you want lime?
I don't care what you do. I'm not much of a jello eater.
Honey, I like it.
Either way, either one then. Either one, honey. Either one.
Tell me it helps you with your kidney fluid. fluid, you know.
Well, I mean, fluids are good. So, yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Let's try orange for once.
I like oranges.